Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of February 15, 2019 by Ginger Rush. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. We will bowl every Friday night in February. If we end up with another night of bad weather, we will have to bowl on Good Friday. So everyone, please pray that any snow we get comes at the beginning of the week. The 19th annual Durham Sweethearts Tournament will be held next Saturday, February 23, beginning at 9 a.m., with registration beginning at 8 a.m. The tournament will be held at Village Lanes, 330 North Hardy Street, Durham, North Carolina. The Alley's phone number is 919-682-9145. For those riding the city van, we will leave from J.C. Park promptly at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning and make a quick breakfast stop on the way to the Alley. Get your crockpots ready. Our annual chili soup stew and dessert kickoff is scheduled for Saturday, March 2. We'll be using the Fellowship Hall at Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2100 Noble Road, Raleigh. The time is from 4 until 8 p.m. The cost to eat is $5. It is free to enter a dish, and we will have prizes for first, second, and third place in each category. You do not have to be a bowler in order to enter or to come to eat, so please bring your friends along. The Forsyth Blind Bowlers invite everyone to the annual Charles E. Roan Invitational Blind Bowlers Tournament to be held on Saturday, March 16, 2018 at Creekside Bowling Lanes, 1450 Trademark Boulevard, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Registration begins at 9 a.m. and bowling begins at 9:30. All teams should consist of four bowlers, one totally blind or equivalent, one sighted, and two any vision level in between. Use last year's ABBA average or a current average if you do not have an average from last year. Handicaps will be figured at 90%. Entry fees are $35 per bowler and are due to Winston by March 6. Please send all entry forms and money to Forsyth Blind Bowlers, care of Jerry Mintz, M-I-N-T-Z, P.O. Box 17101, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27116. Outlaw entries are due in the lane envelopes no later than Friday, March 1. Information about the outlaw departure time, etc., will be determined soon. And here is the National Tournament hotel information. The 2019 ABBA National Tournament will be held in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, May 29 to June 3. Our host hotel is the Sheraton Station Square Hotel, 300 West Station Square Drive in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The room rate is $105 per night plus 14% tax. This would equate to almost $120 per night. And here is some new information. According to the ABBA president, A.J. Inglesby, you will not, I emphasize not, be charged for the first night at the hotel. Each individual is responsible, however, for booking their own accommodations. Should you need to cancel, you may do so up to 48 hours in advance in order to be refunded your deposit. Failure to cancel by this time will result in no refund. To reserve, please call 1-800-325-3535. Be sure to note that you are with the ABBA. Cutoff date to get the group rate is April 29. And the group rate will also be honored 3 days before the tournament and 3 days after the tournament, based upon room availability. The hotel is located 18 miles from the Pittsburgh International Airport and 3 miles from the Amtrak Railroad train station. Average cab rate is $40 one way. Uber is approximately $25 each way. And Super Shuttle provides service at a discounted price of $22 each way. They will also provide complimentary shuttle up to 3 miles from the hotel. Right outside the door of the hotel is the historic Station Square, a bustling 2-acre dining entertainment complex. Station Square is the most popular dining and entertainment destination in the city of Pittsburgh. We will be bowling at Noble Manor Lanes, 2440 Noblestown Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15205. They have 40 lanes, on-site pro shop, arcade lounge, and snack bar. They will provide a breakfast and lunch menu for the tournament. Entry fees of $70 for the regular tournament and an additional $20 for the Masters event are due in the lane envelopes no later than March 1. This will allow ample time to set up teams and submit forms to the tournament director well before the March 15 deadline. Guests attending and not bowling will need to pay a $12 registration fee in order to attend the tournament events at the hotel, such as hospitality and the like, and or to ride the tournament transportation to and from the bowling alley. SBBA tournament information. The Bowlers in Our League are invited to participate in the Southeastern Blind Bowling Annual Tournament. This year's tournament will be held in Hampton, Virginia, April 4, 5, and 6. Entry fees are $56 for singles, doubles, and teams, and an additional $25 for the Masters. Any outlaws who would like to enter should have their fees in the lane envelopes no later than Friday, March 8, and should include their $6 SBBA sanction fee. We will be staying at the Crown Plaza Hampton Marina. Included is a breakfast for up to two people per room per day. The rooms are $140 plus tax for either a two double bed room or a room with one king bed and a sleeper. The phone number to call for reservations is 757-727-8914. And when making reservations, be sure to let them know that you are with the Southeastern Blind Bowlers Association in order to get the special rate. The cutoff date is March 14. Reservations made after this date will be at a higher rate. The bowling competition will be held at Century Lanes, 1519 Pembroke Avenue, Hampton, Virginia, 23663. The phone number is 757-722-2551. The scheduled events are as follows. Friday evening at 7 p.m., we will have a short meeting at the hotel. Everyone is welcome to come and participate. We value your opinions. Then at 8 p.m. until 10 p.m., there will be a hospitality room with light refreshments and plenty of socializing. At that time, you will be able to pick up your schedules. Saturday morning at 9 a.m., the bowling will begin with the team event. In the afternoon at 1 p.m., the Masters Tournament will be held. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and noon, if needed, the tournament will conclude with the doubles and singles competition. If you have not sanctioned with SBBA and would like to attend the tournament, you can include your $6 fee with your entry. So here's a recap of the important dates and other information. The tournament date, April 4, 5, and 6. Entry deadline, March 14. Cutoff date for statistical sheet information, March 1. Hotel, Crown Plaza Hampton Marina, 700 Settlers Landing Road, Hampton, Virginia, 23669. Phone number, 757-727-8914. Room rate, $104, plus tax per night. Hotel reservation cutoff, March 14. Bowling Center, Century Lanes, 1519 East Pembroke Avenue, Hampton, Virginia, 23663. Phone number, 757-722-2551. Entry fees, regular tournament, $56, master tournament, $25. Mail all checks payable to SBBA Tournament. Mail them to Sandy McDaniel, 115 Powell Boulevard, apartment 14102, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32114. Attention, bowlers. When you know that you are going to be out, please be sure to let Sharon know, even if it is at the last minute. We cannot always guarantee a sub for you, but there's always a chance of getting one, but we have to know to be able to do so. Also, as soon as you know that you need a night off, let Sharon know, even if it is sometime out into the future, so that we can begin looking for substitutes. ABBA awards are given as follows. Single games, over average 100 pins over, 75 pins over, 60 pins over for averages of less than 100. There's a silver category and a bronze category. In silver, PM 225 and over, TM 175 and over, PF 195 and over, TF 155 and over, SM 260 and over, SF 230 and over. In the bronze category, PM 215 to 224, TM 165 to 174, PF 185 to 194, TF 145 to 154, SM 250 to 259, SF 220 to 229. Triplicates and the following splits: 4-6, 4-6, 10, 4-6, 7, 4-6, 7, 10, 7-8, 10, 8-10, 7-9-10, 7-9, and 7-10. If anyone bowls a game which qualifies for an award, please let Ginger know, preferably by email or a note, so that she can request it. Here's good news for everyone who is interested in spring cleaning. The Sightly Worn Thrift Shop has a new manager and will once again open on March 7, just in time to get those closets and drawers as well as garages and sheds cleaned out. Details on the times will be announced soon, but they plan to be open on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. Just be careful, though. You might find things which will replace the items that you donate. You know what they say, one man's trash is another man's treasure. Happy organizing. The Hot Shots list is available for week number 17, and it looks like this. Judy Eason, 81. Renee Benton, 146. Karen Broderick, 120. Jeff Tucker, 117. Shelby Foster, 139. Sharon Benton, 138. Miriam Dixon, 119. Ralph Height, 190. Zelda Price, 124. Kaisha Adams, 145. Letitia Adams, also 145. Marjorie Hurd, 112. Liz Sanders, 122. Michael Edwards, 147. Carla Smith, 143. Thelma Crumpler, 124. Van McLean Jr., 151. Roselle Sharp, 118. Ginger Rush, 160. Mike Rush, 106. John Watson, 147. Matt Bowers, 131. Daniel Dixon, 223. And Alice Kelly at 120. To benefit the CBA Youth Account, we have another raffle going. The first prize is a $100 gift card. Second prize is a $50 gift card. And third prize is a homemade quilt. Tickets are $1 each, and we will draw for the winner at the Raleigh Outlaw Invitational in the spring. You do not have to be present to win. See Jeff Tucker for your tickets. And Jeff also has a new stock of black ink pens if anyone is interested. $2 each or $3 for $5. Next, Outlaw Clothing. If anyone is in need of Outlaw shirts or jackets, please see Ginger. 12 items are needed to place an order. The price list is on the back page of the email copy that you received of this newsletter. And payment in advance is requested. The Putt-Putt Tournament has been announced. Are you ready for some fun, fellowship, and friendly competition? Then join us on Saturday, April 13, for the 31st Annual VIP Mini Golf Tournament. It's taking place at the scenic Dan Nicholas Park in Salisbury, North Carolina. Meet up with old friends and make some new friends. The registration deadline is Friday, March 22. The registration packet and flyer are attached to your email copy of the newsletter. Registration is completed by the county through a social worker or a group leader, or an individual if neither a social worker or a group leader is available. If there is a new participant or a new county participating for the first time, please contact Vernice Gallen Clyburn. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact Vernice. If anyone is interested in volunteering, please contact Edward Haley at 704-216-7782. Thank you very much for the continued support and participation, and everyone's looking forward to seeing everyone else in April to help celebrate 31 years. This is from Vernice Gallen, G-A-L-L-O-N, Clyburn, LRT/CTRS, Therapeutic Recreation Supervisor, Rowan County Parks and Recreation. Therapeutic Recreation Division, Ellis Park, 3541 Old Moxville Road, Salisbury, North Carolina, 28144. Phone number is 704-216-7781. And the cell phone number for her, 704-223-5965. And the fax number, 704-216-7973. You might want to mark your calendar for ADA Live, Episode 66, Theme Parks and Accessibility. It will be on Wednesday, March 6th, from 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can listen at SoundCloud ADA Live or Facebook : Southeast ADA Center. Captioning in Zoom on March 16 for ADA Live Episode 66 will also be available. Learn more and explore this at www.adalive.org. Attendance at the top 20 theme parks in North America grew by 2.3%, setting a record of over 150 million visitors, according to the 2017 Theme Index, a study published by the Themed Entertainment Association, TEA, and AECOM. The Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, ensures equality for people with disabilities at places of public accommodation. This includes theme parks that must ensure that they are accessible, which is more than wheelchair access. Accessibility includes, but is not limited to, providing inclusive experiences in planning for and during a theme park visit, such as ticketing, online reservations, web applications, alternate formats, listening devices for people who are deaf or have hearing loss, audio descriptions for people who are blind or have low vision, and more. This episode of ADA Live features Judy Toth, the safety manager of Dollywood Parks and Resorts, sharing how Dollywood ensures a memorable experience for all. Do you have a question? Submit your questions to www.adalive.org/submit_question. We are going to be reading the titles and descriptions of the top tech tidbits. You can access them and all of their associated web addresses by subscribing to Flying Blind at www.flying-blind.com. For their weekly email that also includes classified ads for various pieces of computer equipment, screen readers, braille displays, etc. The associated web addresses are also available by calling the Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138. Now for the highlights. Control your computer from your phone. Hear NVDA speech. Narwhal is an accessible NVDA remote Android client allowing people to use a phone and keyboard to accessibly remote Windows, any Windows PC from anywhere and everywhere. Use the phone and a keyboard to control a computer and hear NVDA. And there's also an audio tutorial. The ADA Audio Conference, the Great Lakes ADA Center in collaboration with the ADA National Network, invites you to attend the March ADA Audio Conference series session titled The Americans with Disabilities Act and Websites, What is Required? The free session is available remotely on Tuesday, 19 March 2019, at 1800 GMT. Revo on TalkTech. The Revo RIVO keyboard offers an intriguing access to smartphones, which may ease accessibility challenges for some and be very convenient for others. Hear about it on Tech Talk on Tuesday, 19 February 2019, at 1 o'clock GMT. The next FS Open Line. The Freedom Scientific Talk Show will take place on Thursday, 28 March at 2000 hours GMT. Focus will be on JAWS and Zoom Tech with March updates. iOS 12 Shortcuts for the Beginner. This is an informative Apple VIS blog post that helps us make use of iOS 12's powerful theater. Paid JAWS scripts coming for Zoom. HartGen Consultancy already makes free JAWS scripts available for Zoom, but soon paid scripts with more features, documentation, and tech support will be coming. Microsoft expert advises against Internet Explorer. This expert recommends only using Internet Explorer for occasional compatibility purposes. Practical help for low vision. Here at Tidbits, we're all about technology and also supporting uses of technology that benefit us. Hadley Institute has a series of audio and video recordings on different aspects of living with low vision. Lots of narrator improvements in Windows 10 Insider Preview Build 18334. Check out what is happening with the development of Microsoft Narrator. Podcasts from LP Productions. This page will list podcasts for you from one entrepreneur. Blind Bargains covers ATIA. The Blind Bargain site has several podcasts of interviews recorded at the recent ATIA conference. And finally, Skype 8 Electron. And here we have JAWS scripts and an NVDA add-on for Skype. We now move on to the calendar of events. WFB information provided by Robert Parrish, Wake Federation of the Blind President. The Wake Federation of the Blind has changed their meeting time. The location is at the usual location. Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh. Their next meeting will take place on Saturday, March 9, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. As always, if you have questions or comments, please call Robert. His phone number is 919-616-1606, and his email address is Robert C. Parrish with two R's, P-A-R-R-I-S-H, 7, Robert Parrish 7. Whoops. Robert C. Parrish. Pardon me. We'll give that to you again. Robert C. Parrish. R-O-B-E-R-T-C-P-A-R-R-I-S-H 7 at gmail.com. You might want to take a look at the Arts Access website, www.artsaccessinc.org/ad-performances.shtml, for a listing of audio described theatrical performances and theaters as well. Movie theaters, that is. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities next meeting will be on Thursday, February 21 from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 of the City Municipal Building at 222 West Hargett Street, downtown Raleigh. Ricky Scott is the Mayor's Committee Chair. His contact information by telephone is 919-673-8300. And his email address is Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, 09, at gmail.com. The Raleigh Wake Chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly the second Thursday of each month from 7 until 8:30 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church located at 2110 Noble Road in Raleigh. Please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about this group's schedule and activities. And there is a free health fair. It will occur on March 30th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. It will be located at the First Cosmopolitan Baptist Church at 1515 Cross Link Road in Raleigh. Services offered will include health screening, blood pressure, BMI check, mammograms, HIV, STD, kidney and stroke, and child dental screening, as well as having some giveaways. For more information, give them a call at 919-833-3283. And now some recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuckwagon Gang. First up is going to be a chicken pot pie. And to make this, you're going to need 1 cup of potato diced, 1 cup of onion diced, 1 cup of celery diced, and 1 cup of carrot diced. Then 1/3 cup of melted margarine, 1/2 cup of all-purpose flour, and 2 cups of chicken broth. 1 cup of half and half, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, 4 cups of chicken cooked and chopped, 2 pie crusts, either store-bought or your own recipe. With all of that, you will start off by preheating the oven to 400 degrees. Then sauté onions, celery, carrots, and potatoes in margarine for 10 minutes. Add flour to the sautéed mixture, stirring well. Cook 1 minute, stirring constantly. Combine broth and the half and half. Gradually stir into the vegetable mixture. Cook over medium heat, stirring constantly until thickened and bubbly. Stir in the salt and pepper. Add chicken and stir well. Pour into a shallow 2-quart casserole dish on top with pie shells. Cut slits to allow the steam to escape. Bake for 40 to 50 minutes until the pastry is golden brown and the filling is bubbly and cooked all the way through. Now, dessert. In fact, sometimes I think, eat dessert first. Life is short. But this one is a Swiss roll cake. For the cake, you're going to need one chocolate sponge cake about 6 inches. I presume that would be tall, I guess, long, whatever. 1 cup of milk, 1/2 cup of dark chocolate melted. And for the filling, 1 cup of butter, 2 cups of powdered sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 2 teaspoons of milk. And then for the topping, 2 cups of dark chocolate melted and some powdered sugar. Doesn't say how much, just have it on hand. Begin by, in a bowl, mash your chocolate cake with the milk and melted dark chocolate. Next, roll this out to approximately 10 by 14 inches between 2 sheets of cling film. Prepare your cream filling and then spread it over the cake. Roll up from the shorter end and then set it aside as you prepare your topping. Melt the dark chocolate and pour over the cake and let it set before scattering with the powdered sugar. And right then, it's ready to serve. Another dessert item, pumpkin cream cheese swirl muffins. Or maybe it's a breakfast item. Who knows, but they sound good enough to eat anytime. You're going to need 1 3/4 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon of pumpkin spice, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 15-ounce can of pumpkin, that would be pure pumpkin puree. Or if you want, you could use pureed sweet potatoes. 1 cup of granulated sugar, 1/2 cup packed brown sugar, 2 large eggs, 1/2 cup of vegetable oil, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. And that's for the muffin. For the cream cheese swirl part, you'll need 8 ounces of cream cheese, 1/4 cup of granulated sugar, 1 large egg yolk only, and 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract. Here's what we'll do with those. Preheat the oven to 375 degrees. Place paper baking cups into a muffin pan and set it aside. In a medium bowl, whisk flour, pumpkin spice, baking soda, and salt until they're well combined. Set it aside. In a large bowl, whisk together pumpkin, sugar, and brown sugar. Beat in the eggs, vegetable oil, and vanilla extract. Then slowly whisk into the flour mixture until there are no lumps. Fill the muffin tins 3/4 full. In a medium bowl, next, beat the cream cheese until it's smooth. Add in the sugar, the egg yolk, and vanilla extract, and then beat that until it's well combined. Top each muffin with about 1 tablespoon of cream cheese mixture and use a toothpick to swirl it into the batter. This will not look smooth, but it will bake up much prettier. Bake the muffins for 18 to 20 minutes or until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean. And here's the editor's note. This is from a couple of weeks ago, but for those not from this area who receive our newsletter, there's a video that you can check out. And you'll see a lot of people that you know. I'm not sure where the video is. You know, the video might be in relation to the next article. So let me read it. Editor's note, this is from a couple weeks ago, but for those not from this area who receive our newsletter, check out this video. You will see a lot of people that we know in it. This is exciting news for many of our league members and the community. And it's about LC Industries, now being called LCI. An announcement from LCI. Today, We are excited to share a new milestone in the evolution of our brand and company. To begin, let's take a look back. In 1936, we were founded as a project of a civic club with an important mission to provide employment opportunities, skills, and training to those who are blind and visually impaired. 80-plus years later, we've evolved into the diverse company we are today, and we've remained true to that same mission and vision. Over the years, we've recognized the need to stay innovative in an industry that is ever-changing so we can best serve our employee base and our customers. We'd like to invite you to join us as we embark on our next chapter. LCI has included a video with an active link in your email copy of this newsletter, and they invite you to watch the video as it unveils their next direction as LCI. LCI hopes that you're just as excited as they are about their next chapter, and they look forward to your continued partnership and support. Please reach out should you have any questions. In the meantime, feel free to check out their new website at www.lcindustries.com, or you can click on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. You have been listening to the February 15, 2019 edition of Spare Time's News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws. We hope that you have enjoyed it. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at www.triangleReadingService.org. I am Dick Hayden for the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and if you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.